Oh yeah, what can we talk about?
Oh,
we're live on the air there.
I was just having a conversation and now I need to do my radio voice. So, what's been going on?
That was a little snippet of behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Hashtag behind the scenes.
All the behind the scenes scenes will be available on the specially packaged DVD
CD.
Extras.
CD, yeah.
Did we get the CDs?
CD, yeah. Or cassette.
Cassette tapes.
Cassette tapes.
Yeah, the hipsters cool, will bloody love that, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I dig out my old Walkman. And I saw Stranger Things last week, and now I've got a Walkman. I just want to get on my bike, you know. I just felt like getting on my bike. And
how are you?
I'm good. I'm quite good, actually.
That's not a good sign.
I've not been working, and I feel, like, really quite happy about that. Because I've got lots of little things that I'm kind of... that money's dripping in.
Yeah.
And I've kind of got lots of little things like going on, and I'm excited because they're all creative. Well, I'm planning like a pitch for a series.
Hello.
We're going to film little snippets.
Mm.
And we're doing, we've got an amazing Halloween idea. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you about it off air.
This is
because
Broken Toaster.
Broken Toaster TV.
Television,
yeah. And we're doing like a little advert for someone, getting a bit of money. And yeah, it's cool. I had an audition today. You know, it's nice. It's quite nice being an actor.
Getting some money.
And being creative.
Sucking the corporate cock again, Adams.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's just nice. It's like, I'd rather than just work a job that I hate, I can just be creative all day because I'm forced to.
Mm.
I've been doing stop motions. I've been making stupid videos on my own. It's just so much fun. Just to completely...
You know what you need to do?
What?
You need to start up a Patreon page.
I have done Broken Toaster. We got one Patreon.
Have you?
Yeah, at the moment, one. And he also donated £25 as well towards Stakeout.
So you've got £25.
Yeah, we got £25.
Yeah.
Overall.
Overall.
Yeah, but we made £200 on RudeTube once.
Mm.
We're making another £200 on RudeTube. Making this collar tie thing, which is a bit of buns.
Mm.
And, yeah. But anyway, don't worry about this. This is boring. No one wants to hear about my finances.
Congratulations.
No, but it's not even that good. It's just, I'm little victories. Life is about little victories. Otherwise, you know, you've got to just appreciate the little things. Otherwise, you'll curl up and die.
This has been Ben's Wisdom.
Yeah, Ben's Wisdom. Don't work. Don't work and go on Job Seekers.
Yeah, go on Job Seekers, do some stop motion.
Yeah. I'm looking for a job as well, though.
Mm.
No, I am. Every day.
What are we talking about this week?
Well,
first of all, I suppose I've got to apologise.
Yeah,
to
do.
You.
Yeah.
To you, to myself, and to the listeners at home. Because we recorded a whole episode.
Fuck
me, was it good.
Yeah, it was great.
It was gold.
It was the best episode I think we've ever done.
Yeah, I think it's the best episode we've ever done, and therefore the best podcast of all time, seeing as we are the only podcast on the internet.
Well,
we'll get to that in a sec. News.
Big news.
I'm very pissed off about it.
I mean, I'm pissed off. I thought I was going to be excited when another one popped up, but no.
No.
Motherfuck.
There is actually a second podcast out there we've discovered, and we'll go into it in a second. It's very bad news. But yeah, it was the best episode of all time in history. And, I spent the entire next day just whistling tunes to myself. I'm so good.
Yeah, this is the one.
This is the one. And then, my Mac decided, no, let's just delete that.
Your Mac decided. You must have deleted it.
I reckon you actually do think I've deleted it.
Yeah,
you
did. Where did it go?
Deep down in your head.
Yeah, I'm thinking Ollie deleted it by accident.
No. You're thinking I listened to it and went,
oh, no.
Oh, Ben is shit in this.
No.
I deleted it rather than explain.
I know I was brilliant.
Yeah, I know you were too. I was brilliant. You were brilliant.
Hilarious.
The chemistry was incredible.
Top Bants.
I would say Top Banana Bants.
Top Banana Bants.
Yeah. But unfortunately, it's gone now, forever. I even went on to the time machine. I thought, I might use this for the first time I've ever, you know, I'd back it all up and I'd do all that. It just wasn't there.
Yeah, hang on. You used a time machine.
I used a time machine, Ben. I went back in my DeLorean and I went back to just after we recorded it. It still wasn't there. No, I used a Mac time machine. You can go back and look at your files, you know, a week ago, this is what your files
were.
It's like
the shittest time travel ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can go back in time, but you can only see your desktop. and it only lasts for about a month. You can go back in time a month.
Oh.
It wasn't there. So I'm sorry, guys.
Well, there you go. So, you know, people have been waiting for this one, and here it is. I can't say it's going to be as good as that one.
Probably not.
But... Whatever. But there's another podcast on the internet.
Yeah.
And what have they called themselves?
They've called themselves...
Oh, fucking hell. Fuck me.
They've gone and fucking called themselves the only podcast on the internet.
I know.
Excuse me?
Hello.
Hello. I mean, there's like... There's refusal to pay homage to the people that have perfected the craft.
Yeah.
And influenced a generation.
Sure.
And then there's shitting all over those people. And I feel like that's what
he's done. That's what he's done.
No fucking respect.
You don't know it's a man, but...
Oh, yeah.
I imagine it. Only a man could be capable of such evil.
I don't... I see what he did there. Very good. that's the George Carlin approach.
Oh.
That's why he believes that God must be a man, because no woman would ever fuck things up as badly as this.
Yeah, but...
Pandering old man.
No, George Carlin is a legend. So, someone else has called themselves the only podcast on the internet.
Could you just...
Motherfucker. Yours went off as well.
No, it didn't. Yeah. No, it's been on silent. It's been on silent the whole time.
I don't want an interview for a job. I'm doing extra work. I might be on coach trip.
Kiara's just sent me a message. Because my mum loves to do this. She posts photos of me when I was looking better.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I saw that and I was like, that's not what Ollie looks like.
No. No, not anymore. Not since the fucking breakdown. Now I'm... You don't do that to somebody. I've had a nervous breakdown two or three years ago. I've been on a downward decline ever since. And my body's, you know... But anyway, Kiara sent me a message going, you do look very pretty in that photo that your mum posted, but you look like a man now.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like... What does that mean? A mad, big, stinky old man? Big, stinky, old, hairy man. That's what you say. Yeah, you look very pretty. Like you're desirable then.
But you look like a man. You
look like an old man.
Yeah.
You look like an old past.
You've seen some shit.
Fat man with wrinkles and sweat. I haven't stopped sweating today.
Ridiculous. I did notice when you came in you were sweating. But I sweat. I stink. I absolutely stink.
Oh, yeah. Absolute disgrace. Anyway. What were we talking
about? So, recommendations.
No, we're still going on about this only
podcast. Only podcast on the internet. He's just a bastard. Like, take it down.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
So now if you
call it something else. Like, there's only two podcasts on the internet.
Yeah.
Don't call it the same. Why would you call it exactly the same?
Sure. Apparently, it looks like he started it in 2013. I mean, it says that.
He's used his Mac time machine.
I reckon he's used his Mac time machine. He's gone back to 2013.
Yeah.
And he's gone, I'm going to call my only podcast on the internet.
Son of a bitch.
And then he's released seven episodes.
Seven? I thought it was three.
Something like three episodes, yeah.
You know what's going to be like, all the people that listen to his show... They're all going to be people that were looking for our show.
Yeah, I know.
And then they're going to be like, what's this shit?
Yeah, I know.
What's this awful dribble?
I mean...
Like...
It's fucked me right off. Should we send him an email?
No. Recommendations. You were recommended Baskets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you already know I haven't watched it.
Yeah, you haven't watched it.
You can take that smug expression off your face because the score is still very much in my favour.
Yeah, but last week on the most amazing episode ever.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. It's been expunged from history. So that doesn't matter. It's one time I haven't done it. And I have downloaded it, which shows willing.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I bought it from Amazon.
Well, I've got to give you another one, though, this week.
No.
Yeah. I've got to give you two. That's the rules. That is the rules. We put those in place now.
Okay. So have you done your recommendation,
Mr. Recommendations. What do you want to watch?
But the jingle has to come in at the beginning, usually.
This is the beginning. Recommendations. Watch this. Okay.
Recommendations. So yeah. You've done last week's, have you?
Yes, I have. I've watched The Leftovers.
Okay.
Series 1 finale, yeah. And the whole of Series 2. And I bloody loved every second of it.
Really?
Oh, my God, it was amazing.
See, I told you,
I watched the finale of Series 1, and I was like, why didn't I watch this?
Yeah,
like,
it was so weird
so
to me
good. I know.
That you stopped at the finale.
I don't know why. It was maybe it's the kind of mood I was in. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I stopped at the finale, and then I watched it, and I was like, fuck me, this is amazing. Mm. And then all of Series 2 was just, oh, it was just so good.
Honestly, I don't feel like that many people have watched it.
No.
And it's a really, really good season.
Great.
It's one of the, it's so perfectly self-contained, tells a nice story from beginning to end. Yeah. It's all sorts of progression in the sorts of stuff they're talking about.
You need to have seen Series 1, though, to see Series 2.
Yeah, you do. But considering that they were basing it on a book, and then they ran out of book,
yeah.
Usually that would be the time where you
yeah,
think,
going to Game of
yeah,
Thrones,
like, why have you... Why have you continued this when you've already told the story? Whereas I feel like they've done a really bloody good job of continuing the story.
Oh,
I feel
God.
Season 2 is better than season 1
great.
By quite a long way.
I love that main guy, like the main black guy.
Mm.
He's great.
I can't remember any of their names.
I don't remember anything. Not just the black guy. Just I can't remember any of the characters' names.
I think I remember the main guy. He's called Garvey because that for some reason is a really common name in a lot of these dramas.
Something Garvey. He's great though, isn't he?
Yeah,
I've got a bit of a man crush on him.
Justin Theroux.
He's quite sexy. Isn't he?
He is,
and he's got a big old back tattoo, and I'm like, God, that gives him a lot of edge.
Yeah,
I'm like,
but also,
and he's ripped to fuck.
He's got a very lithe body.
Lithe.
It's quite small.
Yeah,
but
he's
ripped.
Ripped.
Pliable.
Jesus.
Could get into a tight space.
He's such a bad boy as well.
Mm.
He's just like, oh.
Yeah.
He's a man who knows what's what.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's great.
But I reckon if you got all snuggled up in his arms, you'd feel so...
Yeah,
you'd
feel,
nice,
feel so safe.
So nice and
nothing
safe.
Nothing could hurt you.
Sure, he's playing a basket case.
Yeah, but that tattoo is real.
Is it?
Yeah, it looks... Of course it is. Why else would they put it in there?
Justin. Well, they do that all the time.
Yeah, but... That whole back tattoo, it doesn't play any part of the story. It's not integral.
Mm.
So why, like, that's a lot of work in makeup.
Yeah, I suppose
for
so.
Nothing. So it's obviously his.
Well, it's bloody good, and it's just. And the thing about season two is it's just harsh enough and bleak enough.
Yeah,
but it's not quite as relentless.
I think that's
as the season
I gave
of
up
the,
on series one because it was just
like there was no hope at all.
But this series
no glimmer
two,
of hope.
And there was a bit where series two, I felt really bad because I was texting you constantly.
Oh yeah,
every single episode
with plot points I've forgotten. So I would get a text just going like, oh, she's gone into the room, and I'd be like, what the fuck are you on about?
I know.
She's found him. what have you done?
I couldn't help it.
All right.
Because I had no one else to talk to about it. So it's like,
Well,
Ollie will get it. And I was like, he obviously remembers every single part of the
series. Oh, yeah, and he knows which episode I'm watching right now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not in your head. That's the problem.
I know. I felt really bad, but then I was like, fuck it. And
No, it was good to see that you were enjoying it so
much. There was a bit where you said that I might get turned off it.
Yeah, there is an episode.
There is an episode, but...
Later on, where it's possible that you could go, it's jumped the shark.
I think the whole lead-up, I was thinking, oh no, this is going to be poo. This is going to be really poo. But the way they did it was so classy and just, it was amazing. I loved it.
I mean, we don't want to spoil it,
and
but
then
it does...
You saw the woman who's in the wheelchair. I was like, oh, that's nice. And they didn't make a big deal out of it.
It's a little hint.
It was just nice.
But, it sort of gives... Because the thing about The Leftovers that it does in season two is that... Well, maybe this is true of season one, but it feels like we got more kind of answers about the whether or not magic exists or sort of otherworldly stuff exists. You have the main incident that happens within the first 10 minutes of the first series, but I think the rest of series one is pretty much naturalistic, whereas this one goes into some sort of weird fantastical places.
Yeah.
And it could have been like, oh, okay, yeah. Because there are series that do that.
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, at first, when I was like, oh, the rapture, like, oh. I don't mind that. That's kind of the answer for me. I'm like that. It was the rapture, and I don't think they'll ever reveal what it is.
No, but that's the thing. Is it, when you hear that, like, I think it's Damon Lindelof is the one from Lost that's involved in it.
Yeah,
and you sort of think, oh no, like, could it be a bit like Lost, just constantly?
Yeah, but you don't need it to.
But the fact is, it's such a good drama set in a world that produces that kind of drama and that sort of existential angst that everyone has. That I don't really want any answers about what's going on behind the fantastical elements of it. I'm just too wrapped up in what the characters are going through.
Well, I think,
and that's the difference, I think, between something like Lost and something like this.
But I think in series 3 they're going to go even more into that.
Well, Kiara has a theory. For those who have watched it, will know what on earth I'm talking about. But she has a theory that it's going to be set in Australia.
Yeah, it
because
is.
There's. Oh, well, it is.
It is. They've literally been tweeting filming from Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that they're going to go to Australia.
Well, their main woman's in it.
Really?
She's in Australia.
Oh. There you go. Kiara was right.
There's a big time jump, apparently. Mm. Like, a good, like, 5 years.
Kiara's my girlfriend, by the way. Just couldn't say Kiara, like everyone knows. No, it's a bloody good show. For those who've never watched it, here's the setup. This happens within the first 10 minutes. About 10% of the population of the planet, for an unknown reason, just disappears out of existence.
October 14th.
They just pop and they're just gone. And then that's sort of it. That's all you really know. And what I think they do really well, I think it's one of the best pilot episodes for anything I've seen. Season 1 pilot is really, really, really good. It's got a great use of some James Blake music. If you remember that.
No, I can't remember.
Anyway, it's really good. It's directed by the guy who directed Hancock. So it's one of those ones where you get a Hollywood director in to come and do the pilot. But they do a really good job of setting up a world that seems like our world, but a little bit less. Which is like just something seems to be missing. Everyone's a bit sad. Everyone's going through mourning, or like there's something just not right with this world.
Christopher Eccleston's character, who's like just the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, he's a
priest. They
put
him through so much shit.
Mm.
But at the end, when they kind of gave him his resolve, I didn't like that. I thought it was a bit...
Hang on. Spoiler alert.
Well, no, I just said they give him his resolve. I didn't say what it was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So...
That's true.
Just because we're not in your head.
And I mean, they've said it's going to be the last series.
Yeah, that's
and if
cool.
If it's good, I reckon The Leftovers would be up there with one of the best series we've ever had.
Yeah. After watching it, I was like, fuck. Like, I'm so pissed off. Like, because every day I'd be like, I've got Leftovers to watch when I get home.
I've got
Leftovers tonight. And then it's like, oh, I've got no more Leftovers.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. I wish it could go on forever.
Just great.
For such a bleak world, it makes you crave being there, weirdly.
Yeah.
Anyway, watch The Leftovers, guys.
Watch it. Watch it.
That's official stamped series of the week. Well, I've been watching Mr. Robot.
I need to get into that. That's I'm going to watch it soon, though.
That's the series that I'm following at the minute that I wait for each week and
really?
Kind of look forward to. Because I tried to start it and it just put me off a lot. It's quite weirdly shot. Now I think it's quite well shot, but at first there's a style to it that you think, why are they doing that?
Is it like Hannibal, though, where you're like, this is a bit odd, and then you're like,
I didn't really... Yeah, maybe.
You didn't like Hannibal.
But I didn't really like Hannibal. It was a bit too much.
Too good.
Too much. Too bleak. Too, like... Ah, look at it. Look at this corpse. Look at the fucking filth of humanity. Look at it.
Oh, I loved it.
No one's sympathetic in this drama. Yeah, because fuck off.
I liked it.
Yeah. Who are you rooting for?
Will.
No one.
Will, you're rooting for Will.
No, you're not. He's a fucking psycho, mate.
No,
he's going to kill people eventually. I know where it was going.
You know, he didn't. Oh, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See? I haven't even watched it. I know that's where it was going. Fuck off.
Okay, well.
Fuck off, Hannibal. No, this is good. Not like Hannibal.
Right.
The way it's shot is quite alienating at first. And I think that's on. Well, it must be on purpose. But at first, it's a bit off-putting. But I think once you get used to it...
The only person that's put me off Mr. Robot is you.
Why? Because I'm saying you might need to put on a tiny little bit of effort in order to...
You make it sound like everyone else is like, oh my God, it's so good. And you're like, eh.
No, it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. But it's just not up there with
my favourites.
Yeah, but
I can't be bothered to like have to sit through it.
It's not difficult to watch. It's not like, oh, you know, you got to get into The Wire, right. But you got to watch about six episodes before you can even understand what the fuck anyone's saying. It's very easily followable. It's quite compelling from the beginning. The stakes are introduced very early. It's just maybe at first you don't care much about the character. I guess that's possibly the problem because he's sort of alienating and antisocial and sort of acts like he's kind of autistic and weird, and that's the whole point. But after a while, it starts to work its charms on you, and I think it's ruddy good.
Okay.
I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Especially by the time you get to season two, I think you'll be really into it.
Okay, I'll give it a go. I watched Werner Herzog's Lo and Behold.
Excuse me, it's Werner Herzog.
Werner Herzog.
Goddamn plebeian.
I watched Werner Herzog's my dad watched Marco Polo the other day, and he was going on about it, and he loved it so much. He was going, I loved it, Ben. And he went, at one point, they dragged the bodies out, and then they chopped them up, and they boiled them in the pot and made oil out of them.
Ooh.
And he goes, but it was a bit slow at first, but I'm glad I saw them bits before I saw the boiling bit, because it just made it better. And I was like, yeah, that's storytelling there.
Yeah. No, he's engaging with structure.
Yeah, it's nice. But
ridicule him.
No, it's good. And he's been watching 9/11 documentaries today.
Who are you talking about?
My dad.
Oh, okay.
Good on him. what was my point?
Your point was...
Oh, I watched Werner Herzog's Lo and Behold.
Yeah.
There's some things of realities or something, but some bollocks about the internet.
Right.
And it was very good. It wasn't mind-blowing, but it was pretty cool. Like,
what about the internet?
Just the history of the internet, so where it started and where it is now, where it's going.
Mm.
And it just had this bit about like driverless cars.
Right.
And how if a driverless car makes a mistake, it learns from the mistake and will never ever do it again, and tells every other driverless car to never make that mistake.
Yeah.
And cars that have been built will never make that mistake. So it's learning all the time.
Sure.
But that's a bit freaky, isn't it? Like, if a robot can do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking scary.
Mm.
And then they had, like, these robots that play football, and they were better than, like, actual players.
Oh, that's fine.
But it's just...
Get a job.
It's so weird.
We've replaced you, mate. Get a job.
It's so weird.
Mm.
This guy kept going on about this robot saying, number eight. Oh, we love number eight. He's like the best robot, and he's better than Messi. He's like our Messi. And Werner goes like, do you love robot number eight? And the guy's like, yeah. Yeah, I do, yeah. And it's just a nice little moment. Oh, and he goes to this other bit where people have been addicted to video games, and this guy's like, if you start thinking about the game more than real life, then you got a problem. And he just would like spend hours. And so in China, there was a couple who were playing this game about nourishing a baby.
Mm.
And they played it so much that their baby, their actual baby, died of starvation.
Yeah.
Like, that's mental.
I watched...
And the big like Japanese gamers and stuff wear nappies so they can just piss and shit themselves.
Oh.
While they're playing a game.
That's convenient, isn't it?
It's just fucking weird.
Like, what game are they playing?
Oh, just one of those fucking endless games. You know, like League of Legends and stuff.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Where
yeah.
You just click a button.
Mamorpgers.
No, not even those. They're like, there's something else. Not like World of Warcraft.
Right.
Like stuff like, it's World of Warcraft, but with just the fighting.
Oh, I see.
That's all you do.
Okay. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I watched a documentary once, and I've been trying to find it ever since, because it was really, like, I can't quite believe... I know I watched it, but it was about Second Life and people
that
get...
Yeah, I saw that.
...really, really into Second Life.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? There was a couple, they were married,
yeah,
and this woman was having a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, her avatar in Second Life was having a full-blown relationship with another avatar. They'd got married, they had a little house together in the thing,
yeah,
and she was really into it. She was spending so much time with that relationship in the game, that he was starting to feel neglected. And then she actually got in touch with him in real life. And then the whole thing was that she was going to go and meet him and sort of see if there was any chemistry in real life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
While married to the guy. Yeah. And he was supportive of it.
Fucking weird.
And she was like, you know, I love Clarence, but, you know, you just got to find out. You just got to follow your heart and see what happens.
Oh, my
and then
God.
He's like, I'm not a big fan of this. I'm not a big fan of this sucking life, and I'm not a big fan of her plan, but I got to support her, I suppose.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, mate, why are you standing for this? And then it follows her getting on a plane and, you know, going and meeting
the guy. But
he's like,
but she's just kind of like, if not, I'll leave you, I guess. And he's just kind of like, well, don't leave me.
Yeah.
Like, he must just be at that point.
Yeah, I suppose so. He just doesn't want to lose her so much.
Ugh, yeah. God.
But basically the deal was, I'll go and see, you know.
Yeah.
If we're in love, I'll just leave you and be with him. If not, I'll just come back to you. Sound cool? Sound cool?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I guess. I mean, makes
so
me sad inside.
There's a chance. God.
I've been crying myself to sleep every night, I guess. But I suppose you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. Yeah, I support you, my darling. God. It kills my soul, I suppose.
Is her husband like a little short, really Jewish man?
He's
if you gotta go.
No, he's a very, yeah, he is a very short, kind of nerdy, weedy looking chap.
Poor guy.
And then she follows her going to meet him, going up, getting on a plane, and it starts off like sparks are flying.
Oh, yeah.
And then within about an hour, they've run out of stuff to talk about, and it's really awkward. And then she just went back to her husband. And
they must
just
talk about, like, Second Life and be like, oh, remember when we did this on Second Life? And
you know, remember when we levelled up our patio? That was a special moment.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I've never got on with Second Life.
I saw that documentary and people are, like, making shops in Second Life.
Yeah.
And earning a living off that shop in their Second Life.
Oh, you can do everything.
It's fucking mad.
You can do everything.
Yeah, but the graphics are so appalling. Surely, surely no one's playing it now.
And the gameplay is... I've been on it. Have you been on it?
No.
I went on it once and I made a little nappy wearing man. And you can make them basically naked. You have to put pants on them.
Right.
And I gave him just all out of proportion, like huge ass and tiny little legs and like a huge kind of cone head. And I walked around and people were really mean to me.
Really?
They were judging my appearance as though it was my actual appearance. And I was like, you realise I've made this character on
people
purpose.
People would like, oh my God, look at you.
Oh, so ugly. Like, I'd go up and talk to people and they'd be like, gross.
Oh my God.
Like, but I made this character. You made your character.
Yeah.
You're not... I'm sure you look like my avatar does in real life.
That's fucking weird.
You know, it's really odd. So I gave up. It's a very dispiriting experience. I've noticed that since I've had a PS4, it's quite difficult to find really good titles that have just been released.
Have you played Alien Isolation yet?
It was in one of the sales, so I bought it. I haven't played it yet.
You're a lucky, lucky boy.
It was only like £6.
£6?
Yeah, I know.
You're such a lucky boy.
I am a lucky boy, aren't I?
Oh, you're so lucky. You've got all that to go through.
I got Infamous Second Son, but I think that was released on PlayStation 3, wasn't it?
That's... No, that was PS4.
Okay.
But
quite enjoying that.
Second Son...
Yeah, Infamous Second Son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those graphics, I think, are the best graphics I've seen.
Oh, really?
They look so good. I mean, maybe not now. Uncharted was pretty fucking amazing.
Mm. I thought the graphics on Arkham Knight were some of the best I've
seen.
Yeah,
they are good, actually.
It's really bloody good.
I just got Arkham Knight back. I might play it again.
I think that's...
They're doing the remaster. You should get those. I'm not going to get them because I've played the games and I can't be bothered to go through them all again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing all the rest of
those. You'll have a lovely time.
I will. That's what's nice about having not played games for years and years and years.
Yeah,
and then just
so much.
Getting a PlayStation, I can just go, what was good in the last 10 years? And
oh
just
my
go
God.
Through them all.
I know what my recommendation is. Have you ever played Heavy Rain?
I've got it. I've bought it.
Fuck you, man.
I've bought it. I haven't played it yet, though.
Fuck off.
You can still recommend it.
No, but you're such a lucky bastard.
Why?
You've got all these amazing... Like, Heavy Rain is probably one of my most favourite games of all
time. One of your most favourite. Why?
Because it's incredible. Like, it's a story that's like The Bone Collector or Seven.
Right.
So it's that kind of story. You're looking for the origami killer.
Uh-huh.
And you play four characters.
Yeah.
And it switches between scenes and you kind of walk about and... Each one's got kind of a different thing that they're doing. But the story is so incredible. And it really feels like... Like, the first time I did it, all of my characters died. Every single one.
Right.
And I didn't get to the end.
Really?
So I played it again.
Do they have permadeath?
Well, when they die, their story's over.
Oh, shit.
It's not just dying either, like, if you get arrested or whatever.
So you've got to sort of survive for the story to keep telling itself.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I was down to my last person, which was this woman who's very sexy. She has a good shower scene. And you're like... Whoa, whoa.
Oh, I see. You kept her alive.
Oh, she's... Well, no. Because then there was an apartment that was on fire.
Can't kill you.
There was an apartment that was on fire. And it was like, jump out the window. And she was like, it looks pretty high. And I was like, nah, it's fine. Jumped out the window. And then I died. And then you just saw the killer walking down, like, in a trench coat.
Yeah.
That you were like, you don't know who it is. Mm. And just walking down the...
I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I haven't played it. But someone, someone ruined it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's like the fucking... Oh, that makes me so angry.
It's,
like,
one of the it's one of the characters you control. I know that
But
much.
Do you know who it is?
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker. Because, like, that ruins it. It ruins it.
Yeah, I know.
It fucking ruins it. And that's one of the best stories. Like,
I was just casually watching at one of those lists where they were like... The best stories in video games. And I was like looking for recommendations, and then they said, and then the twist at the end where it's revealed as is the killer, then
I mean, it completely. I hope you still have a fun time playing it, but Jesus, that's so annoying.
We played a game that was quite an interesting way of telling a story just recently, Kiara and I, because I was looking for games that we could play together.
Was that it Beyond Two Souls?
No.
it's by the same people that did Heavy Rain.
I've heard that's really bad.
I liked it. Oh, okay. Well, because people say it's really bad, but that's what I want. I wanted that game.
Okay. Like,
that's what I expected. That's what I wanted.
And delivered.
And I got it. Okay. It wasn't as good as Heavy Rain.
David Cage.
Heavy Rain was, I mean, it's phenomenal. If you don't know who the killer is.
No, the one I'm talking about is Her Story. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
It's one of these indie games that lots of people...
See, I didn't like... I couldn't get into Life is Strange, and everyone was rating about that, and I was like, eh.
Oh, really? I don't know what that one is, but this one is it only lasts about 2 hours, and it's like £5 or something like that. You just sat in front of a computer, and you've got a little fake desktop, and you're going through a database of video clips, and you can search by keyword, and if the word is contained in the video clip, that video clip will turn up. And all you're trying to do is discover what the story is, or find out maybe. And it's no spoiler to say that it's about a murder, because the first keyword you're given to search is the word murder. And it's just interviews with one actress, and there's about, I think, 4 or 5 different sessions.
Right.
Where she's been interviewed 4 or 5 different times, and each interview is split into like 10-second clips. Where she says a little thing about the story or a relationship to something. So, for example, if you search murder, and then she'll say a whole bunch, and then she'll say, of course, Clive never thought that. Then if you search Clive, you'll find out who Clive is, and she'll talk a bit more about Clive. And then if she mentions, you know, the yacht, you can find out where she got the yacht from, or whatever, you know, you get the idea. And it's...
Can you type in, like...
You can type in whatever you want.
You can type in, like, gay and bums.
You can. I typed in ball bags.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, the first time I saw my first ball bag.
No, it's British. She's a. It's a British.
Well, the first
actress.
Time I saw a couple of balls.
She's not the greatest actress of all time.
Oh, see, you're turning me off.
But it's live. It's live video.
Have you ever played Catherine?
No.
Oh, if you can get hold of that. It's a very cool game.
What's that about?
The gameplay is very minimal. It's like a little puzzle game. But it's about this guy, and he cheats on his girlfriend. And it's all done in like an anime style.
Okay.
And it's like a guy who cheats on his girlfriend, and then every night he's haunted by these things, and there's sheep everywhere. It's hard to explain. It's really Japanese and weird, but it's really cool. And every night you have to do this kind of puzzle of climbing a tower.
Right.
And it gets harder and harder and harder, and it's just really cool. It's really a really cool game. You get choices in the day as well. During the day, it's like a movie, an animated movie, and you get like little choices and.
Okay.
It's good. It's really cool.
There seem to be a lot of games coming out that are about telling a story in a sort of different way, which I quite like. I'm not a fan of those, what they call, like, walking simulator type games. There was one called Gone Home that everyone was raving about.
Gone Home,
where you arrive back for the holidays at your parents' home, and no one's there, and you're walking around the home trying to figure out why it is that no one's there. Oh. And there's a kind of sense of horror, you know, hanging around the whole thing, that like there's a storm outside, but basically there's no challenge whatsoever.
Yeah. You're just finding
a story. You just walk around, and if you walk around, the story just starts to tell itself.
Yeah.
And the thing that was really irritating was that you can continually taken out of the action, because if you walk into a room, that just prompts a voiceover to tell you the next bit of the story. I'd be absolutely fine with it if you had to find bits of the story, or like, oh, let's go into the study and try and read this thing because we've been sent there from this clue or whatever.
Yeah.
There was none of that.
But it just pops up and is like, why don't you read from?
No, it just, her sister starts narrating a bit of her diary. And you're not reading the diary, you're not in a room reading it.
So it just happens if you find the diary or not.
It just happens.
Oh, that's
true. If you walk into the kitchen, she'll start saying, on that Saturday, I walked over to... And it's like, what? It completely breaks the...
It's like everybody's gone to the rapture, that was poo.
That's another one of these.
Looks lovely, but...
And I think some people might lump something like her story in with all that sort of stuff.
Right.
But at the very least, there's gameplay. You type stuff in, you have to search for the words, and if you search for the wrong words, you won't get any more of the story.
Well, I love that border game.
What was that?
There's a border game where you, like, stamp passports.
Oh, yeah, passports, please. Papers, please.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Why?
It was just a great game. Because you just have to do so much at once, and it's so hard.
And do you have to make decisions and model
decisions?
Have
you ever played it?
No.
Ah, yeah, you have to make decisions, yeah.
Mm.
So, like, these people, this woman came up, and she's like, oh, yes, I can't wait to come into the country, and she hands you a note. And it's like, do not let this person in.
Right.
Because he's using me as a slave, and, like...
Oh, shit.
Blah, blah, blah. And then the guy comes up, and he's got all the papers and everything, and you should accept him. But if you reject him, you get a fine that takes off your money. And at the end of every day, your wife and your children, their health goes down if you don't have enough money.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, but it's fucking great.
It's a kind of bureaucracy simulator that's trying to say, like, these are the kind of decisions.
Yeah.
Do you look after your own or do the right thing?
Yeah.
So that, because I remember people were raving about that. Game of the Year were going on about it. And it seemed like such an unlikely choice because it looks like the most boring fucking game.
It's not, though. It's so much fun.
When I've seen clips of it, I think, fuck, what,
because it gets harder and harder. You have to check their passport and then you have to check this. And then the day goes really quickly.
Mm.
And the more people you get in, each one you do, you get some money.
Mm.
So you're like, fuck, I need to feed my family. and you're trying to get through as quick as possible. And then when someone's like, I don't have my passport, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake!
Just like in real
life. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mm. No, it's good. It's really good.
See, that's the thing. I think the different ways of telling stories, it doesn't have to have combat.
No.
It doesn't have to have...
No.
You know, any of the tropes of a usual video game. It doesn't have a health bar or any of those things.
No.
It can just be about the story and not about the gameplay. But it's got to be some sort of a challenge. Input from me.
Yeah.
Rather than just like, if I play this for an hour, I'll just win it.
Yeah.
I'll just get to the end.
Well, that's what I don't really like about, like, Uncharted 4. I kind of had enough of it. Like, just kind of walking forward and things happening.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel like, even when you're driving a truck and it's all exciting and you get into it, but really, like, the game is you're just pressing a button and then the movie's playing.
Mm.
You've just reminded me about something. I don't know how, but I watched Edge of Tomorrow the other day.
Oh, that was good, isn't it?
Bloody great film.
Yeah, it's not called that anymore, though.
Oh, it's called Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah.
But, good film, I liked it.
It's a fucking stupid decision, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean... But it's because the marketing had Live, Die, Repeat, and everyone thought it was called...
It was called that, so they just renamed it. A stupid thing.
Yeah, but...
Live, Die, Repeat... That's not a good... That is a terrible fucking
title.
Well,
the original name...
For that great
The
film.
Original name is something fucking amazing.
All You Need Is Kill.
That's awesome,
no,
yeah.
No, it doesn't make... Doesn't make sense as a sentence, Ben.
All You Need Is Kill.
The Edge of Tomorrow is a great title.
No, All
You
Need
film.
Is Kill is a cool name, because
what
like,
relevance does it have to this
well, it
movie?
Doesn't.
It's shit.
But I know I like it.
The Edge of Tomorrow was spot on.
Yeah.
And the marketing people...
The Edge of Tomorrow, yeah, is kind of spot on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shit...
I really
live,
liked
die,
it, and I liked that Tom Cruise was like a bit of a loser at first. And it was really good. And
you got to see all the Tom Cruises. You got to see the sort of snivelly, wussy kind of bureaucracy, money, spoilt brat Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And then you got to see him morph into kick-ass, humble Tom Cruise, heroic Tom Cruise for Mission Impossible.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. A lot of the... There was a lot of exposition that was like, I don't need this guy.
Yeah, there was.
Like,
there
I
were
get
a
it.
Few scenes where it was a bit of a letdown.
So I get it. He dies. He wakes up the next day. That's all I need. Groundhog
but
Day.
It's the
cross with
because
aliens.
You never see Tom Cruise die. That's the really nice thing
Actually,
about it.
Groundhog Day cross with Starship Troopers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
but
what it is.
You don't really. I don't think Tom Cruise has died in a film before that. I don't think there's a single time that you've seen Tom Cruise die. So it's almost like they're doing a joke about that.
That's true.
But he just dies over and over and over in this film.
He played it really well, though. He's great. He's really great.
Tom Cruise is good.
He is good. He is good. And I was
but
like,
but we hate him for his beliefs.
Nah, fuck him. He's great. He's really good. Yeah, yeah. Good film. If you haven't seen it, Emily Blunt was also good. So
I'm not laughing because she wasn't good.
No, she
was really good.
I mean, she was great.
But it's just a smug way you said that, like brownie points, please. I've mentioned the woman. I think you'll find I made care to mention the woman. Actually, can't get me on that. Yeah, no, it's good. I remember seeing the trailer for it and thinking it looked like the shittest thing of all time. And I remember showing it to someone, like, look at what they're doing. This is just looks terrible.
Yeah.
And then it was one of the best blockbusters of that year.
Well, no, it didn't do very well, did it?
No, it didn't, but it was still...
It was fucking great.
Very good.
Oh, it was great. I actually watched Starship Troopers again recently.
It's good fun.
That was great. And I didn't... They are... The humans are the bad guys, and I didn't realise that until this watching.
Well, Starship Troopers is a good film because you get to watch it twice in different minds. If you're of our generation, because when it came out, we were young, and you got to enjoy it as like, yeah, it's so cool. They're like Marines and they're killing the aliens.
Yeah.
And then you get to watch it again as an adult and see all the little satirical, cheesy jokes they're putting all the way through and what the sort of message of the piece is.
What's South Park's coming back on Thursday, and so is American Horror Story.
I don't care, Ben.
Well,
I think
what series of American Horror Story have you watched?
I've watched the first one, and I've watched the first episode of the second one, and I thought, nah, I don't care. Stop it. That's enough now.
Okay.
What are they on now? What creepy premise is it for season 5?
Well, we don't know. No one knows.
Ooh.
No, season 6 now.
Is it?
Season 5 was very campy, but it was really good. It was fun.
What was season 5 about?
It was about a hotel.
Okay, so they've done the hotel. They've done the spooky house. They've done the witches. They've done serial killers. And they've done a mental asylum. What else is left?
Serial killers.
Haven't they done a serial killers one? Someone told me they'd done
a
serial killers.
No, they did. In the hotel one.
Oh, right. There was a serial killer.
The hotel one, I really enjoyed. I did like it.
Is it the same cast of bad actors?
You motherfucker. Jessica Lange is amazing.
Jessica Lange's great, sure, but the rest of them...
And so is Evan Peters. He's amazing.
Who's Evan Peters?
Evan Peters. The
Quicksilver.
He's amazing. You haven't seen series 2, so you wait. You wait for recommendations, mate. You wait. The only problem with this one is Lady Gaga's in it again. She was in the last one.
I reckon she'll fit right in.
The last one was very strange.
Amongst the calibre of actors.
There was like a bit at the end where this woman who was a vampire wanted to kill Lady Gaga, who was a vampire. And then as she was just before she killed him, she was like, "I'm going to kill you, but I want to fuck you first."
Oh.
I just spat.
Who said that? Lady Gaga?
No. The black Sussex woman who talks like that all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
Mm. So did Lady Gaga get fucked?
I mean, there was a lot of sex in it. You see her titties and her ass a lot.
Hang on. So there were vampires in the hotel one?
Yeah.
And serial killers?
Vampires, serial killers. The whole hotel was like this giant...
Pick a topic and a genre, guys.
No, it was great. It was great. It went on a bit, but it was great.
Yeah, it went on
a
bit
too
long. Yeah,
but all of them go on a bit too long.
Yeah, probably just 45 minutes, done.
I can still appreciate like the ideas, and some episodes are really good. Some are better than others. The serial killer one was fucking great. And then afterwards, I was obsessed with what's his face? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm. So your favourite serial killer? He's a lot of people's favourite serial killer. I do not understand.
Because he's the sickest.
Yeah, but
he's the fucking sickest. And he was so normal in it, and no one knew.
He wasn't not. Look at him.
No, but no one knew. He was in a flat. Like,
no,
next
no
door.
One cared. He lived in a very poor, mainly black neighbourhood. That's how you get away with being a serial killer. No one gives a shit because the police aren't around, and you know it's probably everything looks sort of run down and a bit smelly anyway. So it doesn't matter if you've got a few corpses in your fridge. Fits right in with the ambiance.
I don't know why he's my favourite. It's just interesting.
There's a lot of people's favourite. I think it's a boring choice.
Who's your favourite?
The thing is, you're not allowed to say that. I think part of the reason why Jeffrey Dahmer is a lot of people's favourite is that he only harmed men. And so
right. It's
sort of there's not that nasty rape thing, because it's like, my favourite one is Ted Bundy.
You're a Bundy man.
I'm a Bundy man. And it's just because I find him the most fascinating character.
Yeah.
He's the most cold,
blooded. He's just a bit of a prick, though.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah, but Jeffrey Dahmer.
If you've seen the interviews with Jeffrey Dahmer, he does not give a good interview. He just looks like a fucking nutty nerd.
He seems normal.
He
seems so normal.
I don't know why I started to eat the corpses. It just made sense at that time that I should. It's just like fucking boring. How can you make eating corpses boring, Jeffrey? Whereas Ted Bundy is just a stone fucking cold, remorseless, evil man. And there's something fascinating about someone who we kind of don't really know anything about what was going on underneath the surface.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like with Jeffrey Dahmer, you can get it. He was lonely and didn't know how to relate to people, had a weird upbringing.
A bit weird.
And he had some repressed homosexuality. I think Bundy gives a great interview.
Yeah.
But it's sort of, it is a bit, I understand why it's, to say, oh, he's my favourite, when he raped a whole bunch of women.
Oh, Jesus,
Very brutally. But you're not condoning the behaviour.
No.
Or thinking that behaviour is cool, but it is fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
And
he went
around, like,
he did
everywhere.
A lot, yeah.
And he went around the whole country. But Jeffrey Dahmer was just in his flat, a lonely, flat-dwelling man.
And didn't Ted Bundy, like, marry a woman and then jilt her on her wedding day?
No. She jilted him first.
Right.
And then he...
Not on their wedding day.
No. She just rejected him because to his mind, she rejected him because he wasn't successful enough.
Right.
And then he worked and worked and worked, and he got his life together, and he got himself all, like, you know, a better position in society. He got himself a nice job, etc. Then he asked her out again, and then suddenly it was on. They dated, fell in love again. They were, I think, it's been a while since I've read the book, but I think they were engaged.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, he maybe just didn't turn up to a thing, and she called him, and she was like, "Why are you being so cold to me? Why are you suddenly, you know, not returning my calls? You know, we're supposed to be getting engaged." And apparently, he said, "I don't have a single idea what you're talking about," and just hung up and never spoke to her again.
Fucking hell!
And it seems like he did the entire thing just to fuck with her because he felt so. And then he spent the rest of his life killing people who looked like her.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't.
No, but he said that's bollocks. He said no, it's not because they look like her.
But they do. They look. I mean, they're
all of them.
They're all like her, except for the little girl that he killed.
Oh no, he killed a little girl.
Killed one little girl. Yeah.
See, that's why I can't get behind him.
He went too far.
He went too far. Wait till she grows up. Then rape and murder her.
Well, there's a horrible...
Obviously, I don't condone rape and murder on the only podcast on the internet.
Disclaimer.
Unless you think we're listening to the other one, then rape and murder...
I reckon he probably does.
I bet he does.
I reckon he's well up for a rape.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell. Prick.
Oh, this cat hair is...
So I find him, I think he's the best. He's my best one.
Well, he's in, I don't know if he's in American Horror Story. Jeffrey Dahmer's in it, yeah.
Fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. So and Gacy.
Richard
Hack.
Yeah, and no, I don't like Gacy.
Gacy. Oh, he was like a clown. Fucking boring. We know horror clowns. We've had it already, mate.
And Richard Ramirez.
Yeah.
Night Stalker, he's in it.
The Night Stalker.
I don't like him, he's shit.
He's pretentious, that Night Stalker. Yeah. Have you seen his interview?
It's like he's trying to be a serial killer.
Yeah. Well, he has done it.
He's done the killing.
To be fair to him.
I don't think he enjoys
He's gone out and done the killing.
Yeah, he has.
He's put his money where his mouth is. And he's brutally murdered some old ladies. Fair play.
Yeah, but his heart's not in
but
it.
You don't
I
need
think.
To be a dick about it in interviews. That's my problem.
He's like, son of the devil, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and every time the person asks him a question, he goes, so he's like, are you evil? We are all evil. He's just, he's a creep.
Yeah.
Got no time for him.
And they add, what's her face? The one female serial killer.
Oh, yeah, Eileen Wuornos.
Eileen Wuornos, yeah.
Yeah, the one that the old Charlize Theron played.
Yeah.
That was a weird film.
I never saw it.
Because one of the odd things is that she's all dumpalicious, right? She's not the most attractive lady in the world.
Yeah.
Sort of middle-aged, not the most slender physique, right? And she's got a girlfriend in real life and in the movie.
Right.
Now, in the movie, the girlfriend is played by a very slim, slender, sexy Christina Ricci.
Ah.
Right back when Christina Ricci was in films.
Mm.
And in real life, it's just another same age, dumpy-ass lady, which is fine. But it's like the film is going, no one's going to give a shit about... No one's going to give a shit about the things that Eileen does for this woman if she's a dumpy-ass freak like in real life. So we've got to get sexy Christina Ricci to be all like, oh, yeah, so we empathise now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all fucking bullshit, mate.
I know. Yeah, you would, though, wouldn't you? You wouldn't. You'd be like,
Yeah, let's glam her up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insulting.
Well, I think we should get on to
recommend... Hasn't that poor woman been through enough?
What, Eileen Wuornos?
No, the girlfriend discovering that her partner's a fucking serial murderer.
Yeah, I mean, that would be horrendous.
You'd get sympathy for life, though. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
Or maybe you'd get the other. You'd get like...
No, everyone would just
didn't
ask
you know?
Yeah.
How could you?
Well, the woman who lived next door to Jeffrey Dahmer, she's like... Everyone says, like, why didn't you know? How did you not know?
Mm.
She's like, well, I just didn't.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, there was a corpse rotting away for weeks next door to me, I found out.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything. Mm. Poor man lived alone. He was a bit strange, but, he just lived alone, kept himself to himself. Perished.
God.
And I only found out months later he'd been in there for weeks.
Jesus.
Mate.
And he was holding a sign just saying, this will be you one day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I thought that bit was harsh.
No, it's weird to think that there were times where I was sitting on my sofa just playing some PlayStation, my own business, eating a KFC, and not 2 feet away there was a corpse.
Jesus.
Rotting away.
Jesus.
Mm.
It's crazy.
It's great living in Mitcham.
Yeah, right now, there could be a corpse right now.
It was a perfect... The way I was told it was a perfect Mitcham story as well, because nothing in Mitcham can be nice for even a moment. Nothing in Mitcham can be nice without it just being shit upon. So I saw one of my neighbours, and she had a parakeet. And it was like on her tweeting away, and I was like, oh, have you got a new parakeet? And she was like, yeah, he's lovely, isn't he? It used to belong to that man who was rotting away for weeks in there and no one knew, died alone and unloved. Oh! Cute little thing, isn't it?
Jesus.
That's Mitcham for you.
Horrendous.
Where are you going? Just press record and he gets up from his chair.
I'm just stretching. Where's my coffee?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I was making coffee. Keep them entertained while I make the coffee.
We've ordered pizza. Hey gang, that's right. Ollie's left me to the mic. What? What?
Good job. Keep it going.
We've ordered some Papa John's pizza, and it looks very nice. I was going to go for the Arabian lamb option, but then I decided that the fresh tomatoes on top were just a little too far for this palate. So I went with all the meats, taking away the bacon, because I find the bacon can be a little salty.
When I'm not involved.
And then, you know, I put on some jalapenos, you know, because you want a bit of spice with that meat.
It's become shit.
And Ollie just went for the plain meat feast. I think we all know what that means, guys.
Doing a gay thing.
What?
Saying I'm gay.
No. Why would I say, what, all the meats? No, I didn't mean that. No, we're thinking much deeper, aren't we, gang?
Jewish.
Oh, well.
Just getting the milk.
He's just getting the milk. He's making the coffee. Don't you find...
Unlike any guest I've ever had.
Yeah.
You just say...
Make me
a coffee.
No, I say, do you want to make
a
coffee?
In the evening,
I'll
just say, get me a coffee.
No, I don't say that. I say, do you want to get me a coffee?
Get me a coffee.
No, I say, why don't you make a coffee?
Is it really why don't you make a coffee?
Because I know that you probably want a coffee. You could do with a coffee.
Oh,
and
it's charity, is it?
Look at the energy that it's bringing back into the room. Just having a coffee and ordering a pizza. We need to make ordering it. And also, we order pizza like every time, so we should probably make a thing.
It's become a trademark.
Yeah, so we should probably talk about the pizzas.
Yeah, well, we should try
and get Papa John's.
We should probably get a Papa John's sponsorship. I mean, we'd...
Come on, Papa. Fucking Ghostbusters. He did a Ghostbusters ad.
Did he?
Yeah.
So you don't like it?
I'm sure you can make room for the only...
Are you not boycotting Papa John's now because of its association with...
Of course not. Of course not.
All the all-female Ghostbusters.
It didn't work, did it? Because the female Ghostbusters was a pile of shit.
Does it still hurt?
Oh, I still can't recommend that. I've got a recommendation for this week and you're going to friggin' hate it.
Right, but you can't recommend it because it's not out. Is that right?
I can't recommend Ghostbusters, no, because it's not out.
You were going to recommend Ghostbusters to me.
Yeah, but no, I've got another one and I know, and you're going to hate it. You're going to go, oh no. But you have to do that and you also have to watch Basket, so you've got two...
See, look at Benny, really enjoying being the one in the right there.
He's like
really
it,
enjoying
yeah.
being the one who gets to...
Because I watched all of Leftovers.
Yeah, because it's bloody excellent.
So is Baskets, and so is what I'm going to recommend you on.
But I'm going to hate it.
Well, recommendations.
All right, go on then.
No, you do yours first.
I haven't got one.
What?
I haven't been thinking about this. Oh yeah, I know what I'm going to recommend.
This is the problem, okay? This is the problem.
Mr. Robot. I've done it.
Yeah, but I'm gonna watch that anyway.
Yeah, no, but it's tough. You have to watch it now for the podcast.
Okay.
And feedback.
Okay. Yeah.
So fuck off.
Okay, Mr. Robot. Well, you have to watch Baskets.
Yeah.
It's a bit unfair giving you another series.
That's fine.
You sure?
Lay it on me, big
yeah?
fella. Yeah, yeah. I want to avoid this next time. I don't want this done.
I've got
this
the power.
This is shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't
makes
work.
You,
doesn't
you
work when you're in the top seat.
I think it works fine.
It's better when I'm the good one and you're the shit one.
We think it works fine, don't we, gang?
I'm not. I don't like this new...
That's going to be my new thing. I'm going to do that every week. I'm going to talk to the listeners as my gang. It'll be hilarious. It's my new thing.
I find that... New things rarely work out when you just announce that they're your new thing.
We do too, don't we, gang? See? They love it. They love it.
What's your recommendation? Go on.
American Horror Story.
Fuck off!
Yeah, mate. Series 2.
I've done it. I've done the first.
You haven't done
the first one.
You've done the first one. Watch Series 2. And then... No.
All of Series 2?
Watch all of Series 2.
What?
It's fucking great.
How many episodes
just
is it?
Just watch it. It's like 10 episodes. Maybe a bit longer.
It's a new story every season, isn't it?
It's
so
great.
It'll
it's
be
great.
From the beginning.
The series... Series 2 is probably the best series.
That's the one in the asylum.
Yeah, mate. And the hotel one is bloody good.
I don't appreciate the mentally disturbed being characterised in that sort of flippant horror story kind of format. They've got enough problems.
It's more about like the hospital and how like corrupt it is and how they're treating people that don't necessarily need to be treated, thus rendering them more fucking mental than before. But,
all right.
Yeah, it's really good. You should watch it.
Yeah.
You should definitely watch it.
I'm very annoyed. that this is the recommendation.
And I've got to watch Mr. Robot, which I literally had planned to watch tonight, so I'm laughing.
You're going to watch it? Fuck off! You're going to watch it tonight anyway.
I was going to literally watch it when I got home.
All right, well, I'm interested to see what you think of it anyway, so I'm going to keep it as your recommendation.
As long as it's got robots in it, I'll be all right.
Is that it? Are we done?
I think we are done, yeah. Thanks a lot for listening, gang. See, it's getting old now.
It's getting a bit old. But if you carry on doing it, it'll get better. It'll get good again.
I don't really want to do it every week, so I just thought I'd do the entirety of it.
It's probably the shortest any new thing has ever lasted.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I like about it. It's like Daphne and Celeste.
I'm just going to let that sit there.
Yeah, Daphne and Celeste.
I'm not going to even ask you to explain.
You know Daphne and Celeste.
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah,
they're my favourite.
Oh, sure.
What's new thing got to do with it?
Well, they were a new thing and then they went.
It's a tenuous connection.
It is, isn't it? But, you know.
I always felt bad when Daphne and Celeste got bottled at Reading.
Yeah.
It's like there's a degree of irony to this act that you're simply not picking up on, Reading.
Well, I remember when I was interviewing Fallout Boy and I said to Pete Wentz, I said, it must be hard. Like at Reading, it's scary because like some bands get bottled and stuff, knowing that they had been bottled. And they were like, oh, well, that was what we actually did. And I was like, no, really?
That was cunning of you.
Yeah.
Did you...
They didn't use the interview, though, because apparently it was shit. I was too natural with them. I couldn't be like, hi, guys, so the new album's coming out. They had told me to play Jenga with them as a barman and talk to them. So I did. And then it was like it wasn't interviewing enough. But I got some really good things out of them. They were really cool. And the guy was like, Pete Wentz said, he was like, are you like an interviewer? And I went, no, mate, no, I'm just a barman. Just a barman. And he went, oh, man, oh, I thought you were about to be an interviewer. I thought it was a good job. And I was like, oh, this artist, he respects me. Everyone else was like...
You read that as a respect?
Yeah.
Rather than... For someone who's not trying to do the job, you did an all right job.
No.
That's what that sounded like.
You did a good job.
You did a good job. Considering you weren't interviewing me, which, in fact, you were interviewing
him.
You see what that is?
Well, I liked it. Let me keep that memory.
No, I'm not going to let you have it.
It's going to go. Let me keep it.
That was Pete Wentz walking around. I reckon when he turned around, he said under his breath, fucking jackass.
I don't think he did. He was a really nice guy, actually, and I thought he was going to be a wanker. And there was a band called Churches there. And like the thing was, I was there to kind of interview the bands and be like the barman in the back of this tent. But then they ended up doing all the interviews, so they didn't really know what to do with me. And I was going, like, let's go out and film some Vox Pops and stuff and, like, let's just make some content. And they were like, no, we're going to do an interview here at 5. So I just had to stand in the background most of the time, and then the bands would come over and talk to me, and then I'd have to write their names when they're playing darts. And there was a band called Churches, and I was like, what? What's your name? And they were like, Churches. And it was like, oh, yeah, don't, you know. And I just wrote Churches, and they were like, oh, no, the... actually, Churches are spelt with a V in the middle. Like, fuck off. Jesus.
Well, that's a good way to end. Fuck off, Jesus.
Yeah, why not?